Welcome to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders. You've done it all. You've walked the tightrope of success and accomplished so much in your career. Now what? How do you keep redefining your success and expanding your emotional well-being? Join us to hear talk on mindset, motivation, and your growth in handling the challenges you've experienced both in circumstances and with yourself as a leader. Welcome to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders with your host, Tracy Crossley.
Welcome back to another episode of Earned Wisdom, where I speak with female leaders about their journey, not just being a female and a leader, but also a human being, along with my solo episodes where I talk about all these sorts of, I don't want to call them problems, but let's say problems that you may run across being a seasoned leader, and I bring them to the surface because that's what I love to do. So today is a solo episode. It is episode 49, Making Good Communication Better. So the idea for this topic is really, first off, change always feels hard. And I don't care who it is, what you've been doing, how much you've been changing. A lot of us do, and we'll find a lot of excuses as to why we don't want to change or why things can be okay the way they are. And there is a physiological reason, because your pattern of behavior is part of your limbic system. It's about survival. Your limbic system is not interested in whatever you are happy or sad about. It isn't really interested in your emotions. It's interested in your survival once again. And that means this is the area of your brain that really controls the emotions and the subconscious. So as women, this is related to the communication. Most of us do believe we're great communicators. In fact, women are always told, oh, you're such a great communicator. Doesn't mean a great speaker on stage, which you can be, but that means a great communicator in whatever it is you're trying to do. And a lot of us keep working at it. We keep trying to improve, because that's another thing we do, especially as leaders. And it doesn't matter how long you've been a leader. It is something that we always want to be more engaging, right? We always want to get the result that we are thinking in our mind. I want this result from this audience. Whether it's a large audience, whether it's an audience of one, it doesn't matter. We are looking for that. And it can be difficult for those who feel they're too direct, or those who believe they just can't get to the point because they're afraid they're going to offend someone. I have sat through meetings with people who seem to beat around the bush and never get there. For me to go ahead and say, okay, so what is it you're trying to get to? Let me try and help you. Because that's what I do. Anyways, the label of good communicator, though, is something that, of course, being good, you're thinking, how do I become great? Or how do I become better? Well, the first thing is to know thyself. A lot of us know our mind. We know how we think, but we don't actually understand our feelings on a deeper level. You may understand your reactive feelings when something stresses you out or something doesn't go your way. And you have what I call reactive feelings. Those aren't true feelings. Those are just based off of your perception of whatever the heck is happening at that moment. So to know thyself is to know your deeper feelings, because those are related to your motivation. They are related to why you do what you do when you do it. Your beliefs came from having repetition to a thought attached to emotion over and over again. The only way to undo them is to emotionally look at it, feel into it, and start to make changes. I'm not giving you the steps. I'm just saying it's a process. Most people want to intellectualize it. And it's wonderful, you know, if you could keep everything cognitive, but it doesn't work that way when you're really trying to get to the next level, whatever the next level is, whether it's communication or anything else. So let me get a little into this. Most of us communicate to the audience, meaning our communication is directed to the audience. What will the audience think? How will they respond? Will they listen? Or are they going to tune me out? Or here's another way. I have a result in mind, and I need to communicate to get that result. That usually gives people anxiety, doesn't it? It usually makes you uptight. It means your delivery probably isn't going to come out how you want it to. Even if you say every word perfectly, the energy behind it, people can read it. Because what it gives you is it gives you the feeling of being an imposter in whatever you're trying to communicate, because you're not really being you when you have to strategize to that degree of, I need to get this result. Instead, you want to let go of that, right? And you can't just go, well, I'm going to let go of that and I'm just going to go say what I want. It's not quite that simple. But this isn't to say you want to communicate so people think you're an asshole either, because that's not really where you want to come from. And usually that's a bias anyway. Yeah. Because if you communicate and you have people thinking that you're a jerk or what have you, that usually comes from some frustration or some underlying irritation that you haven't dealt with. So you always want to deal with your emotions. And it's not to shove them down, because they have weird ways of coming out, especially when you're communicating. That's what they talk about with like a toxic boss, right? Or toxicity in any form. So you want to communicate so that what you really want to say is heard. What you really want to say from your deepest intrinsic motivation. And this will have a lot to do with how you position yourself when you have conversations with a variety of people. So in other words, look for how you're different depending on who you talk to. It gives you a clue that you're not talking from your deeper motivation. And this is so, to me, it's so important, because ever since I started communicating this way, because I was, look, when I was in eighth grade and somebody said, you should get in the speech contest. I said, okay, when is it? Tomorrow. I can still enter? Sure. So I wrote a speech that night. I remember it was on child abuse for some reason. I don't know why I picked some of the topics back then that I did. But anyway, this is a little segue, but I just remember I got up there and I said my speech. You know, I had to do it multiple times. And one time, like, somebody opened the door and my notes flew all over the place. And I laughed, but I kept going. And I always had a natural ability to be able to get up and speak, because I ended up with an honorable mention. Not everybody got an award. And I always thought that was really interesting, because, God, it took me so many years to actually feel the confidence that I seemed to have come across with that wasn't actually inside of me. It was just keep going, Trace, just keep going. So anyway, but that wasn't from deeper motivation, right? That was from me trying to get an award, is the point. So anyway, this is a problem, or it could be a problem, right? And here's two things as to why. When we're so focused on others and their response, we miss out on what could be the winning way of communicating by being real. Because people appreciate honesty. And if it's a client, they appreciate the freshness, the relief of someone being straight with them. Often when we communicate, it comes from fear instead. The fear of not winning, the fear of losing. People can smell it. You ever notice in movies, and not that movies are real, but you ever notice in movies when the hero or heroine comes across and they're just straight up honest with the client who always seems to be leaving on their way out. They're done. They're going to go pick another advertising agency or whatever it happens to be in that movie. And then the character is honest with them. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, holy crap, we're going to go with you, right? Or we're going to get back to you. We'll let you know on Monday. And of course they win the account or whatever it happens to be. But when we're coming from fear, fear creates all sorts of barriers to connecting with people. Instead of honesty, your honesty, because that's where people relate to you. Another thing is talking to people as though they're puppets you think will react in a certain way means you don't really know the person you're speaking to again. This doesn't bring you closer as collaborators or whatever the position. It actually drives a wedge. How does she think she knows me? Why is he so toxic? Right? That's the kind of stuff it brings up. So what's the wake-up statement? You're a leader. Being original in communication means to do what you do. I'm going to try that over again. Okay. See, I'm just honest. You're a leader. Being original in communication means to do what you fear. I don't know why I couldn't get that out the first time. That's next level in my book. So a little bit about me and my communication. So for years, Mac, when I was even in corporate and I was communicating, I really had a hard time delegating important tasks to people. I could totally give away things that were not necessarily a major value. But because unless I was to do the things that were of major value, I didn't feel like I had any value. And that translated into how I communicated and the energy I gave off to my office world, whether it was subordinates, coworkers, clients. It was so much about I needed to feed this emptiness inside of me, but of course I didn't realize it. And the emptiness being, look, I'm good enough. I know what I'm doing. Somebody needs to recognize that. So I was always taking on everything from clients to coworkers and again, my team. And I managed to alienate people at times because in my rush to take on the hard things so no one would wonder if I was working hard enough, that was another issue I had, including me. I always felt like I gotta be working hard and everybody needs to see me working hard. But really what it did is it also looked like I didn't trust my team. I didn't trust the people around me and they thought their contributions weren't valuable to me. And that does not bring you closer to people. If anything, it's another wedge. But that wasn't true. And yet that's what I conveyed in how I communicated. So as you can see, when you're communicating both with what you do and what you say, you want them to match. But when they don't match, people feel like you're inconsistent. People feel they can't trust you. People feel that there is an issue there. And I spent a lot of time believing I communicated well, by the way, and I did for some things, but when it came to people I had to entrust with what I was doing as part of a team, it became a whole shit show. This happened in college too. I was always, don't put me in a group. If you put me in a group, I'm going to do everybody's work for them because people aren't going to be fast enough. People aren't going to do this right. We're not going to get the A, and therefore I need to be the one who's in charge. Always. Oh my God. It was ridiculous. And I sometimes would end up in these little tiffs with other people in the group because it's not necessarily that they weren't doing the work, but they weren't doing the work up to the snuff that I thought they needed to. And because I was a perfectionist on steroids and therefore I was a pain in the ass. Yeah, I did not know how to get along and play in the sandbox with others. So now the solution. What's the solution? Well, first you got to slow down. That's a hard one, isn't it? Yeah, I know. But urgency is not always going to win you the trophy. In fact, it can keep you from practicing any self-awareness on top of it. So not only do you not get the trophy, there's no self-awareness going on because when you feel that sense of urgency, you stay in autopilot. And usually it's from a place of fear. Urgency is FOMO. It totally is FOMO. Urgency means scarcity, the one chance or only chance. And when you slow down, it allows you to see things from an inner perspective before you communicate. It can be 30 seconds of slowdown. It doesn't mean days of slowdown. It doesn't mean losing projects or possibilities, but it's the point of breaking the pattern of reaction you have to a certain way of always communicating. Perhaps you cannot feel into your body quickly to get to the core feeling you want to communicate. So it's okay, but you probably want to reach out to Tracy at Intuitive Reinvention or Tracy@TracyCrossley.com. I have several email addresses. Reach out to me at one of those and I can help you with that. Because the thing is, you will become the strongest you you've ever been in the workplace. Because when you have this level of confidence that comes from being in your body and feeling your feelings, it is the safest place for you to be. And when you communicate from there, it's strong. There's no, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said this, or oh, I could have done this instead, or any sort of backpedaling or toxicity that may, you may not be trying to be toxic, but someone else could perceive you that way. All of that goes away. And even if people think what they do, I don't want to say you don't care, but in a sense, you don't have to care. You don't have to care anyway, meaning you can't conform to what other people want you to be. And this to me is non-conforming. Men don't conform. And there's a reason that they don't. They trust themselves. It's not because of anything else. They trust themselves in this arena. And to trust yourself in this arena, you must know yourself. So anyways, I'm going to repeat the wake-up statement again. So you are a leader. Being original in communication means doing what you fear. That's the next level in my book. The thing is, I will also say women aren't known for risks, but these risks in communication can be freeing and have others looking to you as a leader extraordinaire. And it's true. I've seen it time and again with the women I've worked with. I have seen women get promoted. I've seen women, you know, I've had women who have been in a high level job leave and go start a business. I cannot tell you the changes that happen because of this level of trust in yourself to communicate from who you truly are. It's amazing. You will win the big accounts if you're in sales. You will win over the people who work for you if you're the leader. It just works that way. People can connect with you here. When you're so afraid, nobody's connecting with you. And a lot of times, nobody knows that that's where you're coming from, by the way, but that's where I know you're coming from, by the way. Okay, you have a right to empowerment. You have a right to feel empowered with your communication. The truer it is from your inner truth, the better. All right, thanks you guys for tuning in, or you gals for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining today. For more information on Tracy and her programs and to set up a discovery session, email business@tracycrossley.com. That's business@tracycrossley.com, and go to tracycrossley.com to get your free download entitled Stop Your Inner Dictator. Thank you for tuning in to Earned Wisdom for Accomplished Female Leaders.